Well, thanks for tuning me in, and I want to add my two cents to the Connect advertising. Have you written yet? Yes, I'm going to bug you because it only takes a few minutes. And oh, how we love to read your letters and know that you're out there listening. So many have been listening for many years. And I have two letters that Sue put in my box, and I want to read those to you. I love getting those letters from the seniors because so many of them I've met, and they're so precious and been so faithful through all the years to help us to stay on the air. Here's one, and it comes from Menominee. It says, I can't believe it's been 45 years. Well, they do go by so fast, don't they? She says, my earliest memory is hearing Mabel Louise on our radio as a teenager. She puts in parens, my mom listened. I've been a listener since 1980 when our first son was born. So many changes, and yet you reach us so well. And she sends a gift in memory of her mother, who died just recently. And as I said, that's coming from Menominee. And here's another one. I'll just read the two. It says, I have to say I first heard of WWIB when Mabel Louise and her husband came to the Medford Baptist Church. Oh, my goodness. We were there many times, such a wonderful group of people, and presented that they wanted to start it. My favorites are preachers. She likes the men who speak and those that of us who share. And she said, I like the kids' programs. Thank you so much. Isn't that great? And this person is from over at Withy. Thank you for taking time to write. And let me encourage you again, get that pen out and write us, or go to the computer and send us a little note telling us where you live, about your family, what you like to listen to, and how long you've been listening. If you would do that, we would be so grateful. Well, for my message today, I want to refer back to my last broadcast because I talked about teaching children about voting and how important it is for parents to sit down with the children and explain about why they go to vote and the privilege. Oh, my goodness. What a very special privilege we have in America to go to the polls and vote for our own choice. And the Lord spoke to my heart about the fact that children are more aware of all that's going on than we really think that they do. And the very fact that they have iPads and iPhones, and they have listened to the TV, and they listen to radio, and, well, there's all kinds of media around today. So there are different ways for them to hear what's going on, and they certainly need an explanation. And it's so important to explain the fact that we have the different parties, like the Democrats, the Republicans, the Independents, and whoever else, I should say. And also that they be sure to learn about each candidate and about their credentials and about their moral standards. And this message urged me on to prepare more messages concerning our precious children and grandchildren. So I'm going to be doing some mini series on how to raise children and what give you some tips, hopefully, that will help you to set some new goals for this winter as the children are in school and you have time to think about some of the things you'd like to accomplish during the school year. And so many of the children, of course, are gone and are in school. And you had to get up early this morning and fix the lunches and get them off on the bus. And maybe even you have a little one that's growing up. And they, too, hear the attitudes of the voices that they hear in the background. Well, the truth is, Jesus loved children. And he said a lot about them. Particularly, I want to bring to you today two different portions of scripture that are found in the book of Matthew. On one occasion, Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. And As I read this portion of scripture, I sat back in my chair and thought about what a sweet occasion, how as busy as Jesus was, with all the multitudes of people following him, harassing him and his busy life, and yet he had time to love the children. That's so precious. And on this particular occasion, Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. I can just see him, no doubt. The child was sitting on his lap, and he had his arm around him. You see, he'd been instructing the disciples concerning divorce and concerning things that he wanted the disciples to learn. And he, in the midst of his teaching, took time out to love the children. And let me turn back to 18 here and read what it says. And he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whoever shall humble himself as this little child," oh my goodness, "the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." You think he was just kind of wrapping his arms around that little child? Who knows? Wouldn't you like to have been there? And then he went on to say, "And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he was drowned in the depth of the sea." Oh my goodness. That's really a strong statement, isn't it? And that makes us realize that he really, really loves those little ones. And then further down in the same portion of scripture, Jesus said, "Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven." Isn't that precious? And you know what? There is nothing like reading this to your child, letting them know how much Jesus loves them. And then if I just turn one page to chapter 19 of the same book of Matthew, Jesus receives and blesses the little children. It's found in verses 13, 14, and 15. It says they were brought The children were brought unto him, a little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. The scene here is parents, maybe a mother or a father, brought their children to Jesus that he might bless them, put his hand on them and bless them. Apparently, they'd been to one of his or many of his speaking with the multitude, and they were so blessed themselves that they wanted to bring their children to Jesus and have him bless them. And so he put his hands on them and prayed. And all of a sudden, the disciples didn't like it. And the scripture says the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them. Oh my goodness, if you can share that verse to your children and tell them Jesus loves you. He loves you so much that he died on the cross that you might have eternal life. Just to share that truth and let them know that it came from the Bible would have been such a precious experience in both your life and your child's life. So let me urge you to turn to Matthew 18 and 19 and read these portions to your children, because they need to know in these evil days that Jesus truly loves them. Well, years ago, I prepared a list, and I called it Parents Teaching 10 Commandments in Guiding Your Children. In other words, I sat down and I made a list of things that I thought would be important to put on your list to teach your child. So what I'd like to do, and I'm almost out of time, maybe I can continue on with it on my next broadcast, but I would like to encourage you. And if you want a copy of these Parents' 10 Commandments in Guiding Your Children, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will put it in the mail right away for you. The first one, and I will just read it, is teach them God's word. And I've just expressed that by encouraging you to read the two portions that I gave you earlier. But let me just close the broadcast by reading a verse found over in Deuteronomy where the Lord himself has commanded the children of Israel to teach their children. I'll read it as I go off the air. And these words, God said, which I command you this day shall be in your heart. And you shall teach the children diligently. Talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. I'll close the broadcast by that, but it is a command of God himself to train your children. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.